Assemblymember Dave Powell has sat on Rangel's assembly since he was appointed in 2015. He's been reelected twice since.
Looking into the future, I just thought one more year, there's a lot of things I'd like to get done.
Powell says he knows from his assembly experience that some issues take years to resolve. Still, he has a couple of main priorities he wants to stay on the assembly to see through. One is selling off the borough's lands for development.
I don't want us in the real estate business. I don't think the city should hold lands unless we're going to do something with them. And one of the biggest reasons I really got on there was to try to get the Institute property sale and get it on our tax rolls. And it's a big process. And now we have a little hiccup with the Bureau of Indian Affairs with doing graveyard researches and all that stuff.
But it's not just the former Rangel Institute property he'd like to see the borough divest itself of. It's all of its land holdings. Three lots in the Edelin Spruce subdivision are currently up for public auction, and they're going for higher than their appraisal value. That means there's a market for Rangel's lots, Powell says.
But I really like to see our lands that we have up, get surveyed done, marketed out there, and sold.
Another issue Powell says he wants to focus on is seeing through the ongoing union negotiations with city workers before he's done serving on the assembly.
We actually are going into mediation with a mediator, which I think is going to help us a lot. Because you got two teams, and each team has different ideas and stuff. And I think with somebody on the sidelines looking in and saying, okay, let's push this through, and I think that's going to help us a lot.
Powell says he feels like he plays an important role in Rangel's assembly, being extra accessible. He manages the Bay Company, a marine and power sports store downtown.
Where I'm located and everybody knows me, I have a lot of people, a lot of other assembly members, I can't believe everybody gets to talk to you. I go, well, everybody knows where I'm at. You know, where, you know, you got other assembly members that are either retired or don't have a front street job.
Powell often brings up thoughts in assembly meetings that start with the phrase, people have been asking me, or something similar.
Because a lot of people won't come out and just go to assembly meeting and talk. So they, I feel that that's part of our job, is to listen to what they're saying. And I do listen well. And I do, if you talk to a lot of people, I take a lot of what they say and I take it to the assembly meeting and I will say it.
But even though Powell is running for a contested seat, he says he isn't feeling cutthroat about it.
I don't see it as a competition at all. I think either one of us will do really well.
Powell's challenger is Don McConaughey Sr., a former Rangel mayor and assembly member. But McConaughey says it isn't personal.
I'm not running against anybody. I'm running for a seat. And I think David's doing the same thing. He's running for a seat. Has to be the same one. So what? Doesn't bother me.
McConaughey has lived in Rangel since 1984 and spent 13 years on the assembly or as the community's mayor. He says he's running after taking a break after a heart attack and other health issues because he felt support within the community.
I didn't make up my mind that I was going to run for the assembly. People made it up for me. Even though I've been off the assembly for a lot of years, I still get phone calls. It's just the nature of the beast. I'm sure there's other ex-assembly people that get phone calls also. But it prompted me to run again.
McConaughey spearheaded an effort earlier this year to recall Rangel's mayor, Steve Prasunka, over an alleged violation of state and local law when Prasunka called an emergency meeting and, with the assembly, passed the community's first mask mandate last November. Rangel's borough clerk rejected the petition in February, saying it lacked legal standing. McConaughey didn't appeal. But he says that whole backstory isn't why he's running.
I've been portrayed as a dissident that wants to get back at everybody, but that's not true.
He's not trying to blow up the assembly from the inside, he says, but rather take it in a different direction.
I love Rangel. It's a great town. I'm not mad at anything. I don't want to be portrayed as somebody who's got a grudge and he wants to go in there and do something stupid.
What direction, he says, he's not sure. That's why he wants to get back on the assembly.
I'll tell you right off the bat, I don't agree with the direction that the city is going at the moment, but I hope to be able to understand why it's happening, and if I think it needs to be changed, I'll do what I can to change it.
McConaughey does say he wants the community to be more proactive in going after projects and funding. He says this is a good time to leverage federal aid, especially with the $1 trillion infrastructure bill that's already passed the U.S. Senate.
I realize, you know, of course, they haven't passed that as yet. But why not give them a reason to pass it? You know, say, hey, this is what the city of Wrangell needs. This is what, you know, we've got three things in town right now, the dam, the public safety building, and the old hospital that would qualify for some sort of infrastructure funding. And why aren't we doing it? We need to be.
Even while he hasn't been on the assembly, McConaughey is vocal about his opinion at assembly meetings and in local discourse.
I don't think I'll bring any surprises. I am very pro infrastructure. I'm very pro making things happen. I'm very pro having jobs and job opportunities in this town.
Early voting is open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Wrangell City Hall up until Election Day. Qualified voters can also apply for a mail-in ballot. Wrangell's local election will be held on Tuesday, October 5th. Polls will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. with balloting at the Nolan Center. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.